Popular Applications and NVDA. You may think that NVDA is useful mostly for web browsing. This isn't so. NVDA works well with popular applications that many people use, such as word processors, spreadsheet managers, presentation tools, and even in advanced tools such as programming interface, programming IDEs, command line tools, and so forth. It even works well with several web browsers such as Firefox and some email clients such as Thunderbird, music players such as Winamp, and other such goody applications. This chapter, Chapter 5, is not meant to be a detailed overview of popular applications, nor is it meant to show how to use all the features of features of popular applications using NVDA. This chapter is meant to give a brief overview of how NVDA works with basic features of these apps, and not all apps are represented here. For more information about using these popular programs with screen readers such as NVDA, and if you want to see other popular applications that works well with screen readers such as NVDA, I recommend listening to some tutorials done by veteran users of NVDA as well as experts who use these popular applications and many more to get a detailed tour on how to use these applications to its full potential. This chapter is divided into two parts. This first part is devoted to Microsoft Office, that is Word, Excel, Outlook, and PowerPoint. Reports say Access works well in some cases. In the second part, we'll take a look at other programs such as Mozilla Series, Firefox and Thunderbird, Miranda IM, Winamp, which represents a class of music players, and command line tools, specifically Sequin, and how NVDA reads the printed output from command line. So let's get started. We're touring the applications by looking at example of popular applications that works with NVDA. Examples of popular applications in NVDA. Besides web browsers, which you've seen in the last chapter, Chapter 4, NVDA supports a wide array of popular applications. This includes the Office suites such as Microsoft Office, some Lotus Notes, Mozilla applications such as Firefox and Thunderbird, media players such as Winamp, instant messengers such as Emerc and Miranda IM, and other programs such as Eclipse, a very popular programming tool. Well, I would say program IDE or integrated development environment for Windows, and command prompt and other programs. In this chapter, Chapter 5, because of time, we will not be able to go through all the programs, but we'll go through some of the popular ones out there, such as Microsoft Office Suite, some Mozilla applications, Command Prompt, Winamp, and some others. Along the way, I'll try my best to give some hints and tips that many users talked about, as well as things I found, especially when it comes to using NVDA and these applications, as well as things that you can expect when using these, and other things that are missing as opposed to using other screen readers with particular programs. Now, one thing you want to keep in mind, and when you use popular programs, and even in Windows, is that NVDA doesn't add any additional key bindings for shortcuts for applications. What I mean is, unlike screen readers like JAWS and WindowEyes and others, NVDA does not provide additional keys of its own when it comes to using a program. So in a way, it relies on native keystrokes that the program provides. For instance, NVDA does not provide a key combination, I would say, to read formulas directly. Although you can, in Microsoft Excel, you can press F2 in a cell to read the formula, although NVDA at least will tell you that it has a formula. There is no way to read comments directly in Microsoft Word, although there is an add-on out there which adds this functionality. Not all features of Eclipse are usable with NVDA, and so does Visual Studio, although many parts are accessible from reports that I've seen. Thunderbird has problems with open navigating email headers and so forth, and there are some keys that NVDA sort of adds to get around some functionality, such as reading automatic comments when you're translating NVDA, or reading recent messages in Miranda IM. And NVDA does, in a way, give you some keystrokes that allows you to inspect the application you're using. For instance, the command that will be introduced to you from time to time will be Control NVDA F1, which is used to find out the name of the program that you're using, as well as any application app modules that it has loaded. An app module is an additional file that NVDA uses to enhance accessibility of a program. We'll get into app modules, which is one part of plugins and add-ons later. And also note that not all functionality are supported on all versions of a program. For instance, PowerPoint is supported on 2003 onwards. Not all Mozilla apps will work. There are some accessibility issues with certain versions or builds of OpenOffice and LibreOffice in some cases. There are some problems with running certain versions of Office, such as 2013, when using NVDA. And there's some other things that may differ from different versions. And also, not all things discussed here applies to all versions of NVDA also. For instance, you will not have native access to VIP Mod, which is a mod game, until you install 2012.3. Similarly, you won't get any PowerPoint support, I would say proper PowerPoint support, until 2013.1. So, with that in mind, let's get started with examining some programs, starting with Microsoft Office, and then moving on to other programs such as Mozilla programs, Winamp, and Command Prompt in the last section. So let's begin the tour, shall we? Microsoft Word. The first of a series in Microsoft Office is undoubtedly Microsoft Word, which is the key program that is associated with Microsoft. And Microsoft Word is a word processing application with support for very advanced word processing features such as insert sharp tables, working with HTML files, in some recent versions, ability to convert it to PDF, and other so many, I would say, wonderful features of word processing, such as column justifications and so forth. NVDA provides access to majority of these features, and there are efforts at this point to enhance functionality of NVDA when it comes to using Microsoft Word. So let's take a quick tour of NVDA's responsiveness using Microsoft Word. I'm using Word 2007, and to clarify, I'm using Office 2007 running on Windows 8.
Start apps list of programs in this view. Grouping. Mail expanded.
Okay, I'll type Word.
All Microsoft Office Word 2007.
And I'll launch a Microsoft Word and write something. In Microsoft Word, you can use many of the review cursor commands that you come to appreciate when you heard about them in Chapter 3. You can use Say All, you can certainly do Say Selected, and read status lines, and so forth.
Enorm. Document 1 Microsoft Word. Document 1. Microsoft Word document edit multi-line. Page 1 blank.
And let me type in something.
Line feed.
I apologize. That sound that you heard, you won't get it until you get Office Sound Pack. OK. Okay, I typed in hello, my name is NVDA.
Hello, my name is NVDA.
And as you notice, I'm using Vocalizer with this for this tutorial.
Blank.
Let me write another sentence. So I typed in,
hi, I'm here to demonstrate how I can be any help when using Ms. Word.
Ms. Word, it says Ms. Word is actually MS Word. MS is a frequent shorthand for Microsoft.
Blank.
Let me write another sentence.
B-I-G.
Now, notice the difference. I wrote something into the fact of I note that NVDA will not give any additional access burden when using your Microsoft Word, but notice that
blank. NVDA will not spelling error guide you spelling error access burden when using it with Word.
Now, it's a spelling error. This is turned on by default. You will get to know how to turn this off in Chapter 7. But this already, but NVIDIA already knows that we have a spelling error. In fact, Microsoft Word knows that it found a spelling error, and NVDA noticed that there was a spelling error at the word
will not spelling error jibe.
Spelling error J G
I B E
G I B E.
Out of spelling error U. Spelling error access.
Another spelling error right there. It doesn't give you any spelling errors, but I don't know about this, but At least it detected spelling error in the first instance. To fix a spelling error,
hello.
But before that, let me just say all.
Hello, my name is NVDA. Hi, I'm here to demonstrate how I can be any help when using Ms. Word. NVDA will not spelling error guide you spelling error access burden when using it with Word.
It does give me spelling error word, etc. So what I did was I did a say
hello.
All. So as you can see, NVDA already detected spelling error issues. So as you recall, or for those who are new to Word, whenever you encounter spelling error, you can press F7.
Spelling and grammar, English United States dialogue, possible word choice error, possible word choice error, edit, G-I-B-E.
Okay, so it gives me G-I-B-E.
Suggestions, list, give.
G-I-V-E. So I press enter on that.
Not in dictionary. Edit. Access. E-X-E-S-S.
Okay. So you did read the next one.
Suggestions. List. XS. XX. XS. E-X-C-E-S-S.
Now, in this case, it doesn't give a spelling. So in this case, what you can do is in the suggestions list, you can press NVDA up arrow twice to read this line or the word that has a correct spelling. Now press enter.
Microsoft Office Word dialog, the spelling and grammar check is complete. OK button. Document 1 Microsoft.
And that is quite a difference from other screen readers where it gives you sort of spelling of some suggestions and whatnot. And that is spell checker. That is frequently used in Microsoft Word. And this is one of the many popular functionality
NVDA
of Word.
NV blank.
As I mentioned earlier in the previous segment, that NVDA provides a handy command to show you, well, to tell you the app's name and the module that is used. In any program, to find out the name of the program and the module, you can press Control NVDA F1.
Currently running application is winword.x.
Now, it says winword.x, but then it says there's no app module there. We will get back to app modules when we get into an application that does have app modules. So in some cases, normally, when you press Control NVDA F1, it'll tell you the currently running application is winword.exe. That is the name of that executable. It doesn't give you a friendly name, but it gives you the actual name of the executable. And we'll find a variant of that when we go into other apps, but the second part of the message is, and current loaded module is something. the name of the app module corresponds to the name of the executable. So that's quite a handy command to see if a custom app module is in place when you use a program with NVDA. Now back to Word. So the name of the Microsoft Word's executable is WinWord. That's why it's giving you that name. So WinWord.exe. So going back to Word, so let's I'll go to the bottom of the document. Do I see any formatting information? As you recall, you can press NVDA F to find formatting. Or if this is first time you're hearing this, you can press NVDA F to hear the formatting info of the current line or character or whatever, where the cursor is.
Style normal calibre 11 points black align left.
Now that is the default alignment, so style point 11. Font, so it gives you font style, font name, font size, and so forth. Let's try to write something with some additional formatting characteristics. Now I press Control B, but unlike other screen readers, it doesn't show you the whether something is on or not. Now, let's try this. Now, if I go to the first character,
style normal calibre 11 points black align left.
Now, if I go to the word,
comma, my, hi, my name is NVDA, NVDA.
Now, if I go to the word NVDA, as you recall, I press Control B before this.
Style normal calibre 11 points black bold align left.
It says something different. It says bold.
Is style normal calibre 11 points black align left.
So the formatting is cursor sensitive. What I mean by cursor sensitive is depending on the word the cursor is, NVDA will report differing formatting information. So in the word is, it didn't tell you that it had bold, but in NVDA, it had bolded it.
A.
Bold off.
Style normal calibre 11 points black align left.
Now let's do something.
S. Dot. Reader. Screen.
Let's type underline.
Reader. Dot.
Underline off.
Read. Screen.
In the screen reader part.
Style normal calibre 11 points black align left.
Black aligned.
C. Style normal calibre 11 points black align left. R. Style normal calibre 11 points black underlined align left.
Underline. It says underline because I press N. Control U.
Style normal calibre 11 points black underlined align. F. Space. F. Style normal calibre 11 points black underlined align left. Space.
I underline screen.
R. Style normal calibre 11 points black align left.
Let me press some other key.
Style normal calibre 11 points black align left. E. Style normal calibre 11 points black align left. R. Space. R. Style normal calibre 11 points black align left. Selecting reader.
Now if I press
R,
Control
style
I.
Style normal calibre 11 points black italic align left.
Now it says italic so because I press Control I. So again, this is cursor sensitive. So whenever you put on a word that has bolded, then NVDA will say bold. Otherwise, it will not. Whenever you put a character that is underlined, NVDA will say underline. Otherwise, it will not say it. Whenever you put italic, yes, it will. Justification, yes, it does. NVDA does announce justification levels, whether it's left aligned, center, right aligned, etc. And for those who are transitioning from JAWS, if you press Control, left bracket, right bracket, it will tell you the font name, font size change, but NVDA does not. And there are tickets out there which asks for this feature to be implemented where whenever you press certain keys, NVDA will say bold on, bold off, and change of font size, etc. To give a quick demonstration, I'll type in hello world.
H.
And
style normal calibre 11 points black align left. Selecting hello world. Style normal calibre 15 points black align left.
I press Control right bracket to increase the bracket, to increase the font size. Let's erase this. Now let's do some.
Hello.
Now let's do another say all, this time with all the formatting added.
Hello, my name is NVDA. Hi, I'm here to demonstrate how I can be any help when using Ms. Word. NVDA will not jive you excess burden when using it with Word. Hi, my name is NVDA screen reader. Hello world.
Now, it didn't give anything about
blank. Hi, my name is NVDA screen reader. Line, dot, reader, screen. Style normal calibre 11 points black underlined align left.
Okay, so that'll be...
Reader. Style normal calibre 11 points black italic align left.
So that'll be some of the features of NVDA when it comes to using Microsoft Word. Now, if you're using MS Word 2007 or later...
Ribbon toolbar. Ribbon property page. Ribbon tabs tab control. Home tab selected alt. H.
Now...
Insert tab selected alt. N. Home tab selected alt. Home property page. Clipboard toolbar. Paste grouping. Click here for more options such as pasting only the back. Cut button unavailable. Cut the selection from the document and put it. Copy button unavailable. Cut document one.
Now that was with tooltip enabled. You can actually disable tooltips actually in NVDA. And NVDA surprisingly works well with Word 2007 and later, which has ribbons. There is no concept of virtual ribbons. Virtual ribbon menus as found in some other screen readers. Although there might have been suggestions to put virtual ribbons, but because of design, because of some design decisions, the NVDA devs have decided to not implement this yet. And their reasons are justified. At this point, NVIDIA does sort of announce header and footer information, and there is an add-on out there called Extended Word at Module, which allows you to read comments. So that will be quite interesting to see what kind of any additional developments come up in the future releases, perhaps, because Microsoft Word support is really promising. And the recent versions of NVDA has started to support Word 2013. So it'll be quite interesting to see what NVDA does with later versions of Microsoft Word. And this is a basic tour of Microsoft Word at NVDA. There are other tutorials out there which talks about using Microsoft Word and word processing applications and their full extent when using it with NVDA and other screen readers. So let's move on to next application. Microsoft Excel. There might be time when word processing may not be enough. You might have to work with tabular data or databases or charts. This is where spreadsheets comes in, and one of the well-known apps for dealing with spreadsheets is Microsoft Excel. NVDA supports Excel, I would say most of the features, I would say. Formula bar may not be accessible, although you can press F2 when the cell contains formula to read it. But then there are some commands that NVDA provides to make your life easier. And note that you might have to change some object presentation settings in NVDA menu for you to work well with Excel, especially. You have to check report table coordinates checkbox in order for you to read Excel spreadsheet coordinates. So I'm using Excel 2007.
Start apps, search. Microsoft Office, unknown.
And unlike other screen readers.
Microsoft Excel book 1, sheet 1 table, a 1.
And unlike some other screen readers, NVIDIA does not provide a hand command to jump to a specific book, a specific sheet, I would say. There are three sheets available for you. So let's type in some charts. Let me type in some things. NVIDIA version.
Sheet 1 table, a 2. NVIDIA version A1.
Now, that is NVIDIA version. So what I'm going to type is a table of new features of NVIDIA versions.
B1.
Now, letter means that we're going horizontally. Numbers means that we're going vertically. So I'll press tab and I'll type in
edit F.
New features.
Sheet 1 table, a 2.
A2. So whenever you press tab, you move horizontally. Whenever you press enter, you move vertically. Let's type in 23rd.2.
Sheet 1 table, B2.
B2, let me type in.
P-U.
Automatic updates.
Sheet 1 table, a 3. F-1, zip 2. Sheet 1 table, B. Sheet 1 table, a 4. Sheet 1 table. Sheet 1 table. A 5.
So what I have is I typed in number of versions of NVDA and their features. Okay, so
2012.2A2. Automatic updates B2. 2012.3A3. Asian character input B3. 2013.1A4. PowerPoint support. B2013.1 NVDA version A. New features B1. NVDA version A1.
So that will be the sort of an idea of a table, I would say, where the one column is version, the other column is features, and each row is dedicated to a version. There are commands out there which allows you to set a particular column as a row, particular column as row headers, and particular row as column header. What it means is that if you set particular row as a column header, whenever you move down further down the row, whenever you move between columns in a particular row, NVDA will announce the header, the head information, the title of the column, along with that particular information. And conversely, whenever you put a column as a row header, whenever you move between columns, rows in a particular column, it will announce to you the data in the cell as well as the title on the far left or wherever the header is. To demonstrate that, I will set up a row as column header.
NVDA version A1.
And if I'm correct,
set column header row.
Set column header row. What I did was I pressed NVDA Shift C for column header row to set the particular column as the particular row as column title, usually at the top of the top and bottom and edges of the document.
New features B1, NVDA version A1.
So if I press up and down arrow to move between this,
2012.2A2, automatic updates new feature, 2012.2 NVDA version A2. Automatic updates new features B2.
So it gives you the cell and the title also.
2012.3A3. 2012.3 NVDA version A3. Asian character input new features B3. 2013.1A4. PowerPoint support. New features B4. 2013.1 NVDA version A4. PowerPoint support. New features B4.
Now, what it's doing is it's giving me the cell and the title of the particular column, which was placed at the beginning of the document at the top. Now I'll press another
Asian
command.
NVDA version A1. NVDA version A1.
I'll press the leftmost column as the row header. So I'll press NVDA Shift R.
Set row header column.
So what I did, R for row header column, what I did was that I put particular row, I put particular column as a row header. So what will happen is this.
New features B1. New features NVDA version B1. NVDA version A1.
NVDA version. So I'll go down.
2012.2A2. Automatic updates new features B2. Automatic 2012.2 NVDA version A2.
This was last time.
New features NVDA version B1.
So if I go down, I'm at the second column, the left one being the version.
Automatic updates 2012.2 B2. Asian character input 2012.3 B3. PowerPoint support 2013.1 B4.
So essentially it's telling me the cell and the row column header. The row header column. So essentially it's reading me the cell and the leftmost column where I set it to the header, the row header. You can set anyone anywhere to be the column header. But then there might be situations where you might want to clear D, so I'll clear the row header first.
2013.1 NVDA version A4.
So I'll press NVDA Shift R twice.
Cleared row header column.
Cleared row header column. Now this time.
Asian character input B3. PowerPoint support B4.
So if I move up and down on the second row, saying a column, it doesn't give me the announcement
2013.1 NVDA version 8.4.
But the column header still exists.
2012.383.
So I'll press NVDA Shift C twice.
Cleared column header row. Asian character input B3. 2012.383. PowerPoint support B4.
So you can do this on any column and any row. So you can press NVDA Shift C to set column header row, and press it twice to clear it. NVDA Shift R to set row header column, and press it twice to clear it. Note that for those who are using an add-on called Resource Monitor, for those who are using that, you will get conflicts with it. If you really have to use Resource Monitor, and if you really want to, that is, I recommend upgrading to version 2.0 or 2.1 or later, because it redefines a particular key in the add-on to not conflict with NVDA Shift R key. We will tour what Resource Monitor is later in the last chapter when we talk about extending NVDA using add-ons. And then, as always, you can extend, you can modify a cell by pressing F2.
Edit, PowerPoint support, sheet one table.
And so forth. And then if you have formula, you can read the hex formula and so forth. At least that should get you started when using NVDA and Excel. So let's move on to the next application. Microsoft Outlook. One of the attractions of Microsoft Outlook is email functionality. And I'm sure that many people would use Outlook for email correspondences. But then Outlook is more than an email client. Outlook is what's called a Personal Information Manager, or PIM, P-I-M. So essentially, Outlook not only keeps you in touch with others through email, but it also keeps you informed of calendar appointments, keeps tabs on contacts, and tasks and reminders and so forth. And I'm using Outlook 2007 with NVDA, and NVDA provides superb support for Outlook, especially with recent versions of NVDA, which added significant enhancements to Outlook.
Start all Microsoft Office Outlook and GNOME. Outlook today, Microsoft Outlook. Outlook today. Graphic clock.
By default, it opens today page. If you use to Windows Mobile or PacMate before, this will seem familiar. I'll press Ctrl-Shift-I.
Miranda I'm. Tree view item.
Oh, what the?
Chat rooms expand. Outlook today. Outlook to.
So I was using Miranda, that's why.
Miranda I'm. Chat room. Outlook today. Microsoft.
Oh, what's going on?
Go to folder. Personal folders. It's level 1 inbox 5 of 13. Inbox Microsoft Outlook. Message unread from Troy Burnham.
So essentially, what I had to do was I had to press Ctrl-Y for folder list. Expand the personal folders tree view and open inbox that way. So what I have is an inbox, at least I'm going to show you at least an email portion, because I'm sure there's other tutorials on using rest of Outlook with NVDA. So in email, we have like a table view. So
message unread from a new group by collapse. Message unread from Troy Burnham. Subject read. Blind tech iPhones without a contract.
So essentially what I'm seeing is a table of messages with the message from, subject, date received, and read only, read not read, status flag on flag, and so forth like that. You can use arrow keys to move through these items, and you can press up and down arrow to move through them. So, and then you can press enter to read the message or delete them to trash or delete the items folder. You have to manually go into the delete items folder to delete them.
Message unread from Kramliner, Keith G. M. D. Subject iTunes music downloads from iPhone.
So these are the kind of messages that I get.
Message unread from Larry Smith. Subject re. Navigate. Message unread from Christopher Chalton. Subject re. Sam. Message unread attachment yes. From Dominic Kenner. Subject re. MVDA dev how to get spit. Message unread from Misty Don Bradley. Message unread from Troy Burnham. Subject re. Message unread from Anuk Radix. Subject audio boo on iOS how to find. Message unread from Luiki. Maureen. Subject re. Plus old refreshable slash off topic never mind.
And so forth like that. So these are the messages that I usually use.
Message unread from David Chittenden. Subject re. Stanskin and Ship.
So one of the features of Outlook is, at least in terms of NVDA, is it now supports address auto-completion. What I mean is this.
Untitled message HTML.
So I press Control-N to open a new message. And I'll type in an email address that I know that has some contacts.
joseph.lee22590@gmail.com.
And frankly, that's my email address, by the way. And at this point, I want to take a moment to thank you. For people for posting encouraging messages on emails. But what I'm interested in is NVDA lists.
NVDA screen reader support and DAW support at lists.nvaxis.org. NVDA screen reader support and DAW support at lists.nvaxis.org.
That is an official support list run by NVAccess.
NVDA screen reader support and DAW support at lists.nvaxis.org.
And I'll press D.
NVDA screen reader development and DAW dev at lists.nvaxis.org.
Now, that is the development list for NVDA.
NVDA screen reader support DAW at freelists.org.
Now I press NVDA at, so it's now giving NVDA freelists.org. This is the international mailing list for NVDA users. This is written in English. It's English list. And that gives you address completion, and then you can press tab, go through subjects, and press tab and read the write your message, can compose it, and send it off.
Microsoft inbox Microsoft.
I will at least take a moment to say, to clarify that whatever I'm showing you, whether you saw it in Word and Excel, is just a glimpse of the picture. What I mean is, I'm not here to teach you how to use these apps using different screen readers, but I'm here to at least I'm recording this to show how NVDA works with some parts of applications and find how NVDA responds to these. There are tutorials out there which talks about Outlook using its calendar and contacts with NVDA and other screen readers as well. So so far, this is sort of an introduction to Outlook, so showing what's possible as well as what may not be possible. So for instance, in today's screen, you press, if you're using JAWS, if you're transitioning for it, you would be tempted to press Ctrl-Shift-I to move to inbox, but it's not. And then you have to press Ctrl-Y and open folders, and then you have to, and then you can select inbox and come here. So this is a slight basic overview of Microsoft Outlook and NVDA. And let's move on to next application, one of the most interesting things that happened recently in NVDA. Microsoft PowerPoint. Perhaps some people might have to give it some presentation or might have to run a slideshow. Until recently, this wasn't possible with NVDA. Although people said they had limited success with using this particular software. Now, in recent versions of NVDA, if you're using 2013 or later, 2013.1 or later, you can now take advantage of some features of Microsoft PowerPoint to at least write slides and give a slideshow presentation. Note that it is NVDA only supports PowerPoint 2003 upwards.
Startup, accept all Microsoft Office PowerPoint 2007.
And sorry for the chat messages, as I'm also running Miranda.
Unknown. Microsoft waiting for PowerPoint. Microsoft PowerPoint presentation 1. Presentation 1. Slide 1 slide view. 1755 Bika. Forgetting to activate plus.
So essentially, I'm using Miranda IM. And so I will write some presentation with some slides in it.
1755. Center title place hook edit.
Blank. So I press tab to go into each of the objects. Now press NVDA features
E R
2013.1.
Center title placeholder shape NVDA features in 2013.1.
So what I did was I typed title slide. So
cut, copies, cut, cut, paste, edit, text, group on, bring to, send to, hyper, save it, size, format, cut, size and pos, for, cut, copy, see, paste, edit, text, X. Microsoft PowerPoint prep.
And then what you can do is you can go to ribbon if you're using Office 2007 or menu bar.
Ribbon toolbar, ribbon prop, insert tab selected all. Insert property page, tables toolbar, table drop, illustrations, clip art, photo album, shapes drop, smart art, chart, links to, action bar. Text toolbar, header and word art, date and top, slide symbol, slide number button, insert the slide number. The slide number reflects the position of the slide within the presentation. Alt, N, symbol, object, media clips tool, sound grouping, Microsoft Office PowerPoint help, presentation one.
And so slide, forth.
Ribbon toolbar, ribbon, ribbon, phone tabs, cut button, paste group, copy, format, Office clipboard, slides toolbar, new slide grouping, add a slide to the presentation. Press F1 for more help, new slide split button. New slide, title and content, title slide, title, section head, title
so
and content.
So type in title and content, and this is the...
Presentation 1, slide 2, slide view, title place, edit,
new features,
tap S, title, object placeholder shape, title placeholder shape, new features, op, edit,
blank. This is object placeholder, but this is a content, bullet,
P. Bullet PowerPoint support. Bullet. Blank.
Bullet. Input support. And so forth. There are other things that are new with 2013.1, but these are the top ones.
Object placeholder.
Let me go and insert another slide.
Ribbon toolbar. Ribbon property. Cut button. Cut. Paste group. Cut. Format. Office clipboard. Slides toolbar. New slide group. New slide. Title and presentation 1. Slide 3. Slide view. Title. Edit. Blank.
Changes.
Title, object, place, edit.
So essentially, blank. You can press tab to move through slide properties, and then you can press enter to edit it, and then press escape when done, and press tab to move to the next content. New e-speak.
Object, placeholder, title, placeholder, object, place, slide, three, change.
And you can press escape to go back to slide list.
Ribbon to... Format, Office, Slides Toolbar, New Slides, Title and Content, Presentate, Blank.
Title and Content.
Title, Play, Edit, Blank.
Box fixes.
X, I. Type, Object, Edit,
Object,
Blank.
Object, Content.
1758.
Okay, so, let's see. Separators and... E. Had a spelling error.
Announced, bullet separate, announced in IE. A, N, O, U, O.
Oops.
Bullet separate, announced in IE. Up, slide 4, bug fixes,
my
slide
apologies.
View.
So these four slides.
1715
ITSP. So I thought that's Veranda I am running. So I'll press F5 to run the slideshow.
PowerPoint slideshow presentation 1. Slideshow slide 1 NVDA features in 2013. 1. NVDA features in 2013. 1. 1759 Bika.
So sorry about that.
1759.
Apologies on that. So that is the slideshow. And press space to move forward and backspace to move backward.
Slideshow slide 2 new features. New features bullet PowerPoint support, bullet braille input support.
The PowerPoint
1759.
Support. 1759. Apologies on that. So that is the second one.
Slideshow slide 3 changes. Changes bullet new eSpeak.
Now eSpeak 1.47 is here at last. I'll press space.
Slideshow slide 4 bug fixes. Bug fixes bullet separators and block quotes are now announced in IE. Bullet notifications is now announced in IE.
Well, it's a grammar error, so no more. So we're done with that.
1800 hours. Microsoft PowerPoint.
You can press escape to exit the slideshow. And unique to NVDA.
1800 hours to.
And unique to NVDA, NVDA will announce the speaker notes if possible. So you can press NVDA Shift S. Oh, that's not it. That's not the one. Oops, my bad. Press
slide 3 changes.
let me run.
PowerPoints, slideshow notes, slide one, NVDA features in 2000, slideshow, slide one, NVDA feature, slideshow notes, slide, slideshow, slide one.
So essentially, while you're running a slideshow, you can press Control Shift S to read the slide notes, that is mostly speaker notes. I would say most slide notes, and you can toggle with the slide notes and read the actual slide.
Microsoft PowerPoint.
And it does read the slide notes automatically.
1801
as you go through the slideshow. So this is a really big milestone when it comes to NVDA and PowerPoint. And this is a stepping stone for further improvement in PowerPoint.
1801.
And this is only available if you're using NVDA 2013.1 and later, and if you're using PowerPoint 2003 and later. So, are there any more applications we can do? If not, we will call it for the day. We'll come back in Section B. In Section B, we might talk about Thunderbird and Miranda M and other goodie applications.